Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us in studio is our good friend Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend. What's going on?
Well, it's our holiday weekend.
Oh, that's right. It is Labor Day. You see, those of us who work 24/7.
you don't get Labor Day weekend.
What? Oh, yeah. A holiday? Oh, that's nice. Okay. Move along.
Oh, gee. Have some fun, Michael.
Yeah, right.
You poor thing. All right. Well, if you do decide to take a little time this weekend for your holiday weekend to do something fun, you could check out the Des Moines Jazz Festival.
Oh? Mm-hmm. Where?
At the Des Moines Social Club. September 2nd through the 3rd, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. So this is late night action.
What's going on?
Jazz.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tonight and tomorrow.
Yes. $10 for general admission, $50 for VIP admission. A new jazz festival is coming to downtown Des Moines, and it's curated by the Des Moines Social Club, the inaugural Des Moines Jazz Festival this weekend.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Tonight, tomorrow, all kinds of fun and music. Sounds great. It
does sound great. Jazz. Yeah.
Jazz.
Lots of jazz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby, we got some smooth jazz.
There you go. Here's another one that is tonight. The monthly event at the Science Center, Mixology Night. The theme this month, Robot Wars.
What?
Yeah. 5:30 to 9:30, so that's happening right now until 9:30. Don't bring kids with you. This is an adult-only event. Obviously, robot. Mixology. Mixology Night, music, food, Robot Wars. Tonight at the Science Center. And the live music tonight is none other than The Snacks.
Not The Snacks.
The Snacks. You heard it first here, The Snacks at the Science Center tonight for Mixology Night and Robot Wars.
Pulling out all the stops tonight.
That's
robots and
right.
Snacks and mixology.
We sure do. Here's another good one that they just started doing recently. First Fridays at the Des Moines Art Center. That's tonight 5 to 8 if you're driving home. Want to take in some art? Stop by the Des Moines Art Center. This is free for members, $5 for non-members. Start the weekend at the Art Center with some of the best musicians in town. Complimentary light bites, cash bar, and world-class art and music all at the Des Moines Art Center
tonight.
First Friday at the Des Moines Art Center. Tonight, it looks like September 2nd, Gabriel Espinoza and Ashanti. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Tonight at the Des Moines Art Center, right there on Grand Ave. Can't miss it. Go check that out if you need something to do.
Okay. All right.
Here's another annual event, the 11th annual, actually, the Renaissance Fair at Sleepy Hollow.
You know, my bride has been asking about maybe going to that thing.
It is a fun thing, and I bet she would love it. I bet that's her kind of thing. Absolutely. Will she dress up or will she not dress up?
No dressing up.
You're just going to watch all the other people dress up.
There you go.
I see. Some people watching. Partake in food, fun, and encounter knights, celts, and pirates over three themed weekends starting this weekend. Always the Labor Day weekend. It starts every year for 11 years. The annual Renaissance Fair, and that's at Sleepy Hollow Sports Park out on Dean Avenue in Des Moines. That is always a fun event. The kids always seem to love it. They always come back with like bows and arrows and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. Fun stuff. And good people watching and turkey legs and mead and all that kind of stuff.
Mead.
Mm-hmm.
Blar.
Good stuff. Here's another one. Taste of the Junction Multicultural Festival.
Yeah.
Multicultural Festival in the Junction. This is at the Railroad Park Pavilion in none other than historic Valley Junction. This is tomorrow, September 3rd, from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is a free event. Taste of the Junction Multicultural Festival will conclude 2016's sequence of events on Saturday, September 3rd from 1 to 10. The streets of Valley Junction will be filled with kids' activities, food vendors, performances by the Isisarets. I love the Isisarets. Yes, local music artists, the Valdez Band, the Sumpin' Doo, and this year, Kalen Mazoo.
No.
They did that to rhyme, didn't they?
Yep, that's it.
That's it. But all of those people the Sisarets, they're awesome,
yes,
if
they
you
are.
Haven't seen them. They will be at the Multicultural Festival in Historic Valley Junction from 1 to 10 p.m. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Free event.
I did find something else that's
All
going
right,
on today.
Let's see.
Tonight, right now,
what's
going
that?
On? Yappy Hour.
Yappy Hour.
Yeah, get out of here, right?
Tell us more.
No, it's at the dog park in Windsor Heights.
Sure.
From 4:30 until 7 o'clock tonight. Enjoy some food and some beverage.
Food? Dog food?
No. People food.
Okay.
I guess you could feed it to the dogs. But then you have beverages, adult kind.
Wow.
At Yappy Hour.
So if you have your dog and you're looking at your dog and you're like, what should we do tonight, dog? And then you can go
dog
over to
says,
Windsor Heights.
Let's go to Yappy Hour. What do you think? Grab a smoke.
Sounds like a good time. Do it. Also this weekend, one that I will not be participating in, but maybe someday, the 2016 Des Moines Triathlon.
Not me either.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm. Well, I could go to watch and cheer them on. I can make a mean sign and hold
that's
it
right.
up and say,
yeah,
run faster.
Run fast.
Yeah. That's at Gray's Lake, of course. That is Sunday from 5 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Reason number two I'm not going.
Yeah. Really funny that they just expect all those people to be done by 12:30. I mean, it would be like 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. for me if I even finished. But anyway.
Can I go through Labor Day?
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, congrats to all those people that are going to be doing that this weekend. That's a lot of hard work. The Des Moines Triathlon this weekend, Gray's Lake. Here's something different. Court Avenue Restaurant and Brewing is having their 20th anniversary party. 20th anniversary. Can you believe that? That's older than me. 20th anniversary. I can't believe that. It was a joke, by the way. I'm not
okay.
really. Yeah. Anyway, so that is going to be also on Sunday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Join them in celebrating their 20th anniversary. They're going to have a parking lot party with beer, good times, live music,
beer.
How can you not have a 20th anniversary party and not have beer?
Yeah.
Exactly. So Court Avenue Brewing, they stuck around for 20 years. That's quite a feat. Good
One
for
of
them.
The oldest established brew pubs, I think, in town.
Awesome. Good for them. And why not celebrate with beer when you're a brewery? Good times. Here's another one at the Science Center this weekend. September 5th, that's Monday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Good way to celebrate your Labor Day with innovation at the Des Moines Mini Maker Fair at the Science Center. The Des Moines Mini Maker Fair. They do this every year. It's a Labor Day tradition. It's a family-friendly showcase. It's part science fair, part county fair, part food truck festival,
sure.
and part something entirely new.
Everything.
Part everything. Mini Maker Fair at the Science Center. 9 to 2. If you're looking for something to
Monday.
Do, that is on Monday, Labor Day. Something to do on Labor Day instead of work.
There's a Labor Day parade.
There is a Labor Day parade.
Yeah, it takes place, I think, at 11 o'clock and goes from the State House to fairgrounds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fun. So you can parade, you can mini maker, you can
get in line for candy.
That's right.
I'll be there. I'll be throwing candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I forgot the date of this one, but the new Chick-fil-A is opening up at Merle Hay, and it's pretty soon. It might be this weekend, but it might also be later down the line. But anyway, the point is that people camp out because the first 100 people get free Chick-fil-A meals for a year.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. And the new one is opening up. Merle Hay. I'll give you more information on that next week if it's not this weekend. But check into that. Chick-fil-A opening the new restaurant on Merle Hay, giving away 100 to 100 people free Chick-fil-A for a year.
Get your camping gear.
That's right. You have to camp out because it's only the first 100 people and people camp out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But they like make it a big party. They have
music
and yeah. Maybe someday I would like to do a grand opening of Chick-fil-A. It'll be on my bucket list.
Did you hear that Chick-fil-A is launching in, I think, 4 cities in the United States, new bowls, healthy bowls.
Ooh, healthy bowls.
With farro and, I don't know.
No, I'm sure there'll be people out there that enjoy
stuff.
That. Yeah. Good for them. Here's another annual Labor Day weekend tradition, Flash Dine, Des Moines, 2016.
Oh my God, that's Sunday, isn't
that
it?
That is Sunday. That is this Sunday. 6 to 9 p.m., Flash Dine.
And we won't find out where Flash Dine is until Sunday morning.
You won't. You won't. So just a little background on this. You want to tell them the Dinner en Blanc. It's a tradition that you don't know the location. It's an outside dining event. You bring a picnic meal. You wear white. And you just show up and have a party.
And some people really go out on this. I mean, mm-hmm. With candelabras, you know.
Absolutely. And it's a contest, too, to have the most decorated. Yeah, that's a fun time. So Flash Dine Des Moines, if you go to their Facebook page, Flash Dine Des Moines, they will be announcing the location Sunday morning. So just, you know, get your picnic stuff ready, your white tablecloth, your white clothes, and go out and have fun in some beautiful outside area in Des Moines.
Now, I'm told that our friend Michael Leo from the Strudel House is mm-hmm. kind of orchestrating our little group for this.
Very nice.
So this should be interesting. He says he's got an Olympic theme.
Olympic theme.
Now, I don't know what that means, but, you know.
That sounds like fun. But just remember, it's bring your own everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bring everything. Flash Dine Des Moines, 2016. Check
it
out.
It's a fun time.
It is a very fun time. All right, I've got one more for you.
Okay.
The 2016 State Mixology Championships.
Ooh,
right
Is this through the Restaurant Association?
Let's see. I am not sure about that, but it is.
Thank you for throwing a curve, Michael.
Sorry about that. Well, it's at Vivian's Dinner and Drinks in downtown Des Moines. I've never heard of this, but this is Thursday, September 8th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., $30 at Vivian's Dinner and Drinks.
Right.
You be the judge. 12 mixologists from across Iowa have battled their way to the championship event. Sample 24 of the best competition drinks,
ooh,
each featuring a different spirit, and cast your people's choice vote at the State Mixology Championships.
There you go. It's happening downtown Des Moines.
On Thursday.
At Vivian's.
That's right.
All right. We're going to have some fun with that.
Absolutely.
What time is it?
6 to 8.
6 to 8. So as soon as I get out of the broadcast
That's
facility,
right.
I can make it over to
Vivian's. Don't eat dinner. Just go drink. That's right.
24 different.
That's right.
Yeah. You shook her in no time. All right. We've got to move on out of here. It's the long weekend. We will not be in studio on Monday. How about that?
That's right.
Taking a day off.
Good for you.
Well, the markets are closed.
Yeah.
So what would a business broadcast do if the market's closed, right?
Who knows?
Yeah. Talk about other stuff, I guess, but we are not in studio on Monday. We will return, God willing, on Tuesday at about 5:05 in the afternoon. Thanks, Cheryl, for doing this.
No problem.
For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, and for our guest in the first half hour, Winnie Moranville, that was a fun conversation on site, by the way, just this past week. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls this evening. Also, the program director for the Business News Hour and the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. And the music that you're listening to right now was arranged, conducted, produced for us by James Goodland. All right, we've got to go. Have yourself a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Most of all, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.